It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
Welcome to the show. If you love vinyl, you're in the right place. Kicking us off, the girl from Akron, Ohio, and the band that made it big.
Got this in pocket. Got battle. I am gonna use it. Intention. Been diving, detour leaning, no reason. Just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
Brass in Pocket from The Pretenders with lead singer Chrissie Hynde on vocals. That was a huge hit, got to number one in the UK in 1979, and that was their first big success. We're sharing loads of great music on vinyl with you and my son Max, and in this show, we'll be exploring some rock connections. What do you make of that track, Max?
So I really like how traditional rock it is, especially with the beat, the running through it.
Yeah, it's really very, very pacey. And I'm just looking at the front cover of the album here, The Pretenders. You can see Chrissie Hynde there in a big red jacket, looking very rock chick.
True.
I've often seen her walking through northwest London where she lives as I wait for you to have your violin lesson, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she lives in Maida Vale. And I also remember seeing her in concert live in the early 80s. She's a very confident performer on stage. She's got a great voice.
She does. She did have a really great voice on that track. And it really complements the rhythm, again, rhythm and tone.
I think it really drives forward. Do you know where the phrase Brass in Pocket comes from, the title of that track?
I don't.
Well, it's a phrase from the north of England, from Yorkshire. If you've got some brass in your pocket, or brass in pocket, as they say up there, you've got some money. That's what it means. And Chrissie Hynde heard that phrase used at a dinner party and really liked it, decided to write a song around it.
Fair enough. It is quite a catchy phrase. I can imagine saying that at some point.
Chrissie Hynde moved from America to London, and she was right in the middle of the punk and new wave music scene in the mid to late 1970s, as it was really starting to emerge in the British capital. She'd worked as a music journalist and knew a lot of people during what was a very exciting time. She explains what it was like then as she tried to put together a rock band.
I could tell that something was coming musically. Well, it was fantastic because everyone was getting in a band. There was no social networking. So if you wanted to get in a band, you had to have your guitar on you and you were walking around going and trying to meet people. And so it was very regional. It was a small scene. And, you know, those are always the best scenes for, you know, any artistic endeavor when people are face-to-face and, you know, exchanging ideas and trying to make something happen.
Now, what's the connection between Chrissie Hynde and this man?
I love the sound of breaking legs, especially when I'm lonely. I need the noises of destruction.
Lowe's I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass, number 7 in the UK in 1978. What a great song. I always love its energy. Max, do you like it? It's a really driving song, that one.
So I really like the G that goes through the whole thing because it sort of gives it a form and it feels a bit minimalistic.
It was a big hit.
Well, I understand why it would be immensely popular.
Nick Lowe isn't just a singer and songwriter, Max. He also had a lot of success as a producer. Any idea what his link might be to Chrissie Hynde?
They were both rock musicians.
Well, that's certainly one link, not the one I was really considering, because we love our musical connections here on the Vinyl Countdown, don't we?
We do.
Nick Lowe was a friend of Chrissie Hynde's in the 1970s. He produced her first single, Stop Your Sobbing, but after that he didn't do any more because he didn't think the Pretenders would be successful. That was a bad mistake, wasn't it?
I know. There are even tribute groups and things.
Yes, you know of one name.
I know of one name for a potential tribute group that could be one someday, but Pretenders.
Great name.
Oh, really now?
You can go away and be the Pretend Pretenders.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? We'll be right back.
Don't let it in the
Two tracks in a row there that you don't often hear played. The Jacksons with Can You Feel It, which was number 6 in the UK in 1981, and then number 2 in the UK charts in 1979 for M, with their very stylish single, Pop Music. It's one of those songs that you might have forgotten or indeed never heard. One of those from a long list of vinyl that we often like to remind you about on the programme. Max, you've been finding out more about M.
The lead singer of M was a British musician called Robin Scott. They were a new wave band. Pop Music was their biggest hit and had worldwide success, including getting to number one in the US in November 79. One reason it did so well was because it had a very stylish music video for the song, which was sort of unorthodox for the time.
Yeah, it was very unusual for the time. Robin Scott said he wanted to make a song which was a fusion of musical styles from the previous 25 years. He thought disco was bringing everyone together at the time, and that's why the song was about everyone talking about pop music.
I get that. Even today, disco brings people together. Not really the same sort of disco, but still disco.
Yeah, dance music certainly brings people together. What about the musical style of that song?
So, I really like the... Again, the background pop music, which sort of helps with the new wave type style.
It's incredibly catchy, isn't it?
It is. I think that might stay with me for a very long time.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
And that's it from this edition of the Vinyl Countdown. All the music is played under license from the UK Performing Rights Society.
I recommend that you follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
We'll be back with much more next time. See you then.
Goodbye.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.